Why leaders may want to breathe. This is an experimental read to lead, so I would especially like your feedback. You can send it to dan@leadingx2.com, the two being the numeral. Today I go in. It's about leading the leader. It's a different kind of leading by two, where the observing self engages with the living self. Me leading me, you leading you. The reflection below flows from a friendship mentorship with my TA, Mina. She and I are doing different forms of breath work. She's a runner on Cal's track team, and she's been experimenting with her breathing while running, while I have been deep into a meditative breath work practice that includes fast and deep breathing for a couple minutes, followed by breath holds of 1 to 2+ minutes. Some links to guided breath work will come at the end, should you be interested. She's been curious about the breath work practice. She told me she'd like to make it routine, but she doesn't. I said, well, something in you is resisting, and that might be worth looking at. A few days later, she said, I think I don't engage in sitting breath work because I don't see the why of doing it. Her why question has been percolating in my head, and after doing my breath work this morning, the following reflection flowed out of me like a river. It reflects why in a world that seems so fractured, and which consequently puts so much pressure on leaders, I think breath work can be so helpful. That's the context. Here is the largely unedited reflection, 4 paragraphs. 1. Context. The beginning of the third quarter, the second half of the year. I did the 6 rounds, maxing out at about 2.5 minute breath hold. I was literally LOL at the end. The narrator says the funniest damn thing. All right, well done, have a good one. His tone is so incredibly matter of fact, and it contrasts with the drive, discipline, and focus it takes to hold one's breath for so long. His voice is flat, but there's something about it that I like. It just is. I just am. The breathing just happens, just as it happens all day and all night long. Out, in, out, in. It doesn't have to be great or good or bad. It doesn't have to be anything, just breath. When Mina asks me why breathe? Why should anyone have a discipline around it? I guess one answer I would have is, you don't. You don't have to do it. There's a lot in Christian spirituality about getting beyond obligations, external, and compulsion, internal, to pray. God, the great mystics and spiritual directors say, wants you to freely choose to be with him, her, it. It's one of the things about breath work. It is such a direct manifestation of the great line from the book of Deuteronomy, I put before you life and death, choose life. In this most foundational sense, breath work lets you become aware that you can consciously breathe in and breathe out, and that makes you aware that you're gifted with this body, which does it all by itself, all day long, all night long. Your body chooses life. That's just what it does. But when we become more disciplined and attentive to this most basic function, when we intentionally and actively engage in the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide, some awareness seeps in. Wow, I am alive. I am alive. Beyond all the polarities of good and bad and strong and weak and smart and stupid, I'm alive. And that just brings a huge smile to my face. What a flippin' gift. Paragraph 3. And then when, instructed to, I intentionally stop the breathing. Hard stop. Freezing my life for a brief moment. Extending that hold until levels of fear dissipate. Fear that I will die. That I, I, my will, must breathe. There's an even deeper quiet that arises. And then it's so wonderful to be able, when instructed, to consciously, fully, gratefully take that in-breath again. Something muscular, yet luscious, when following his instruction with full lungs to squeeze the belly, the neck, and then the head. Some strange alliance with life to push oxygen out into the body and the brain mind. Paragraph 4. And then there's the extraordinary aftermath that persists with me now after 6 rounds. It's just a quiet recitation of life. It's as if my brain also, like my lungs, has its own natural rhythm or beat. To be sure, the brain's beat is jazzy, sometimes counterpuntal and uneven in rhythm, in volume, in pace. But nonetheless, an energetic pulsing of its own, so that words flow out of this state with so much ease, gravitationally pulled like a river that starts as a trickle up in the mountain, but levels off in places to be nearly flat, but never, ever losing its momentum completely. So goes the mind. Like the breath, and like the extraordinary, resilient muscle we call the heart, naturally. It can flow from a deeper source, a quieter source, that is fully aligned with the gift of life, the miracle of life, and the call to simply be present to the splendor of life. That's why I breathe, and why I perceive myself to be so much more present, not only in the breathing, but as professor, coach, husband, parent, son, sibling, and beneath all the other hats I wear, identities I inhabit. I feel able to choose life, be present, and to lead with my best self. Let me remind you that I would love to know whether you would like to read more thoughts or listen to more thoughts on leading the leader within. Yes? Maybe? Meh. No thanks. All feedback welcome. I promised I would share some sources as well. Perhaps the easiest way to get at this work is to simply Google the name Wim, W-I-M, Hof, H-O-F. He's quite renowned for his meditation practices, and he has ones for beginners that are as short as 11 minutes and humorous in their own way. Enjoy.